Every Sunday is a celebration of the resurrection of the Lord, and particularly on these Sundays of this Easter season, we are invited to reflect upon the different accounts of the resurrection. This evening's reading from St. Luke's talks about the fact that Jesus came to the apostles and they were terrified because they thought they were seeing a ghost. The apostles really did not understand when Jesus had told them beforehand that he would have to suffer and die, but would rise on the third day. But when Jesus comes to them, he proves that he is truly risen. And he is not just a ghost, not a disembodied spirit, but rather that truly he is a full human with body and soul, glorified, transformed, but truly fully human. That message is such an important one because it reminds us that truly we are all to be redeemed fully as human beings, both body and soul. And Jesus, to affirm this, not only says, look at my hands and look at my feet and see the wounds that are there in my body, but also he asks them, do you have anything to eat? And they give him a piece of fish and he eats it in front of them. Again, trying to emphasize, yes, that he is truly risen from the dead. And that promise of resurrection is one that is given to them and to all of us. That is the great message of Easter, is that truly we are redeemed. The Lord has died for the forgiveness of our sins and brings us into the fullness of life with him. That is the continual journey that we have. And in both the first reading and the gospel reading today, we see that message that repentance for the forgiveness of sins is to be preached throughout the whole world. That was the message of the early church. That is the message of the church of our own time. That is the universal message. Repentance for the forgiveness of sins. Now, in a sense, that in a way, that doesn't sound like a very positive message. But to recognize that, yes, our sins are forgiven is a very important message and one that we all need to hear. For by ourselves, we are slaves to sin. But through the redemption of Christ, we know the freedom of the sons and daughters of God. And therefore, we are called to live as people truly brought to freedom. And repentance is really the means by which we come to freedom. Christ came to bring each and every one of us freedom, to become the full person that we are called to be. The freedom not only from the slavery of sin, but freedom to choose what is best, to work towards our future, to know the ultimate life to which we are called, the life of heaven itself. We are called to freedom, but so often what passes in our culture as freedom is either nothing but licentiousness or a different form of slavery. So often it is slavery to a sin. It's a slavery to selfishness. It's a slavery to anger or to lust or to fear. And Jesus came to bring us freedom, that truly we are called to be released from those things that would bind us, that would hold us back. But it takes conversion of heart, change of mind, new life, new attitude, new spirit to truly live that out. So often we are controlled by fear. It was interesting to me, and I'm sure many of you saw it this last week, that one of the production managers for a major news outlet said that really they deal in fear because fear sells. It's interesting. Jesus said the opposite. Don't be afraid. Don't allow fear to freeze your heart, to control your life. Don't allow fear to bind you, but rather to know freedom, the freedom that I bring. with an awareness that, yes, the most important evil is not physical death. And obviously, we need to take care of ourselves. We need to protect ourselves. We need to take safe measures to protect our physical health. But Jesus said, don't be so much afraid of the person who can kill your body as the one who can kill your body and soul and send you to hell. That's the one to fear. And yet so often, that's not what our culture says, as it rationalizes sin, as it trivializes truth, as it transforms that which is good into that which is bad, and that which is bad into that which is good. We are called to truly recognize our dignity and our worth, and what is the truth by which we are invited to live so that we may know freedom. I'm sure many of you are familiar with Dave Ramsey and his Financial Peace University. And one of the things that's interesting about that is when someone has become debt-free, they're invited to come on the radio broadcast and to exclaim aloud, "We're debt-free. We freedom." That is the cry, freedom. And that is interesting. But we are the ones who are truly debt-free. We are free from the debt of our sins. And we are called to live a life of freedom. We are the ones who should be shouting from the housetops, freedom. Freedom is ours because of Christ Jesus. Freedom is ours, but to live it. And we are called to continual conversion so that we may truly live that freedom that Christ died to bring us. That freedom that alone will bring us to the fullness of joy and the fullness of life. Let us not only cry out, but let us live freedom.